What were some of the 2018 highlights, including some of the medical highlights and research highlights? Well, how about this? I'm going to share this with you. Some of this info, some of these answers, courtesy of Medical News Today. And I tell you what, we had some stuff going on. We had some stuff going on in the United States of America. Of course, the whole world, no doubt. We had a lot happening all around the world, good and bad. But let's focus on primarily on the U.S. of A. Taking a look at, for instance, the 21st World Cup hosted last summer in Russia. Hurricane Florence, which hit the Carolinas in September. Musician Mac Miller, fashion designer Cat Spade, chef Anthony Bourdain, all passed away last year. How about this? Prince Harry's wedding with Meghan Markle. She seems to be a very, very beautiful person. When I say seems to be a very beautiful person, I'm not talking about physically. Physically, she's an attractive lady, but I'm just saying with what little bit we know about her as a person. She seems to be a beautiful person. She is the Duchess of Sussex now, as of May 2018. Well, Medical News Today is going to give us an overview of some of the most popular medical research also that was covered in 2018. 2018, in a lot of ways, was a good year. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm fully aware of the fact that there were, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of things that were kind of ugly in 2018. But there were some good things, too. And then there were some things that were not necessarily good or bad, or maybe the jury is still out as to whether good or bad, certainly significant. Let's take a look at some of the spotlight events of 2018, some more of them. How about the rise of intermittent fasting diets? How many of you has ever been on a diet? And for those of you who have been on a diet, are you still on one now? How did your diet work for you? Did you try just one diet, or have you tried several different types of diets? Did any one, for those of you who have been on more than one type of diet, did any one diet work for you any better than the others? How many of you would say, well, just, you know, looking at where I am today, based on my weight and my physical appearance, I would say, yeah, the diet such and such did me a lot of good, because after having tried several other diets, I tried this one. It was the last one that I tried, and not only have I taken the weight off, but I've kept the weight off. So you're able to really just nail down which one worked best for you. Some of you saying, well, I got to tell you, I'm kind of in the boat with the people who would say none of them worked for me, because even though I did end up losing some weight and maybe even some inches, it all came back. And some of you would say, yeah, me too. And not only did what I lose come back, but more than what I lost came back. So none of those diets worked for me. None of them. I ain't died in no more. I hear you loud and clear. I do. I hear you. And it has been proven that some diets just plain don't work for various reasons. But 2018 saw quite a few fasting diets, intermittent fasting diets. And diet and nutrition related topics have featured among the top internet searches of 2018, including for Medical News Today. How about this? In particular, a lot of people have shown a lot of interest in research that outlines the benefits of the 16-8 fasting diet. That's a type of intermittent fasting diet in which a person is free to eat whatever they choose. How many of you are saying, I was on it, I tried that one. How many of you are saying, wait a minute, let me hear more? Over an 8-hour period, you eat whatever you want to eat, but then you have to fast during the next 16 hours. What are your thoughts about that so far? Just hearing that part. Those of you who have not tried it, you're just hearing 16 to 8. And you see where the 16 to 8 comes from. Sounds to me like they probably should call it the 8 to 16, because I would think you eat first and then you fast. But they're calling it the 16 to 8. You eat whatever you want to eat over an 8-hour period, but after that, you fast for 16 hours. Would you think that that would be effective in helping people lose weight? Well, in a study that appeared in the journal Nutrition, and I'll tell you the rest when we come back.